one kuf, kuf kes on the base, towards the bottom at the two dots. In haitat shvikul shemin, meaning we already brought down the case. If the yoledis, the we're continuing on the halachas and the gemaras on when someone gives birth, what you're allowed to do for her. So if she needs shemin, you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to be mechal shabbat for yoledis. It's a dangerous time. It's Tosfot also brought down, it's a very important sevar, which is used in halacha. I talked to our local ambulance driver and got the kiddurim, that this pachad factor that a woman has is extremely important. Meaning if she is afraid that people aren't going to do what she wants, she could be misakin herself, she could be stakin herself, cause herself to go into danger. She's also got an Uber also over here, which can be dangerous. So if she needs something, you do it. Now, if she needs shemen for the birthing process, we said first, and it's in Rishus Sarabim, first you bring it in your hands, you put it in your hands, and that's called not bringing it normally. Second would be to bring it in her hair. And the third treat would be, if you can't bring it in the hair, if you have to bring much more, you just take a shemen in the midst of a kli, and you bring it to her. Now, it's important to know that when we have the concept, the comment, the efshar, Mashninam, whatever you can do, but not at the expense of the cola. Meaning if it's going to take more time, if they're going to get nervous because you're doing it in a funny fashion, then you skip all that. We're just talking about kol de'efshar mashninam, that wherever it's possible, it doesn't cause any problems with taking care of the cola, you try and do it in the least possible fashion that you're not going to be mechal Shabbos. But if not, there's no Shabbos over here. So we said if she needs shemen, we tell her to bring it in the hair. Typically, mishum schita, she's going to put the oil in her hair, and when she brings it back to you, she's going to have to wring it out of her hair. That will be schita, right? So Rabbi Rav Yosef Diami Tarvehu, they both say, ain't schita b'seir. There's no schita b'seir. Rav Ashamer filo teima yesh schita b'seir. And if you, according to the shita, if you even want to say that there is schita b'seir, Mavila b'kli derek sar. The Gemara is talking about you put the kli, you tie it, I guess, in the hair, and you bring it to Shus Avadim, which is not derek hotzad. The comma, the efshar, lishnoi mashninam. Whatever is possible to change, you change. Rashi, ein schit b'sir, shu kosher. The hair is hard, the ein boleya, and it doesn't, it's not boleya. Truth is, there's two types of schita that we could be dealing with over here. When you're dealing with schita b'seir, there's schita which is like you're wringing something to get like the juice out of something, which is mefarik or from the av malacha of dash, and then there's also schita called cleaning, right? Schita when you wring something, you could be over an issa device of malavin. So there's two issues going on over here, with hair even, is the issa. Can the issa possibly be, according to the one who holds yesh schit b'seir, is it called cleaning or is it called extracting over here? It's a little bit of a tzarech iyun that's going on which one we're dealing with over here, because, again, the hair is hard and it doesn't boleya. So which one are we worried on? This lemaisa, right now, there's a big machloket also on Rishonim on what does it mean, how to learn the Gemara, the machloket, between Rav Yosef and Rav Ashi. According to the Rambam Shita, when we said ein schita b'seir, we're saying ein schita, but yesh issa. There's a midrash rabbanit. Meaning you can't just wet your, for us, will be our beard, in the morning for those who have beards, and go like this and take it out. That would be schita. And we're choshish for this Rambam. And therefore, when we, in the case where someone has to go to the mikvah, it gets wet, we don't just wring our beard. We pat the hair on our body because we're choshish for this Rambam over here. So just one should be aware that there's two different types of schita going on. Lechora, it's going on the schita of extracting over here and not cleaning. This is what Rav Karp brings down. He brings down this Utsar Achiyun, the Machloket Rishonim going on over here, and he says Lechora, it's going on the Boleya aspect of extracting from Mefar.
It really does not absorb, so how would he explain that?
Midrabanan. It's all midrabanan. According to Rav Ashi, who holds it's a midrabanan, that would be a different thing. But the Rambam's choshish for the, that there is an issue going on over here. Rav Karp brings down, it's a tzorach iyun, on which aspect are we talking about over here? Cleaning or...
What?
Yeah. Okay, now we're going to go continue on the Gemara into the halachas of when is a woman considered giving birth that you could be mechallel Shabbat for her. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel. The name is Shmuel. Now we're going to have two versions of exactly what's being said over here. Chaya. A Chaya is a Rashi says you'll let it. Sorry, there's a Rashi before that. Derech Sa'ar. Korchet Akli Bevosha. Sorry, you tied it to the hair. Okay, Chaya is a Yoledis. A Chaya calls Mancha HaKever. What is the Kever? Rashi says it's a Beit HaRechem. It's called the Kever. I think it has a remnant to a Pasuk in Yecheskel, reader the Haf Torah during Chol HaMoed Pesach, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to open up the Kever, and the Neshamas are going to come out, the bodies are going to come out at the time of Kriyas HaMetzim. So there's a remnant that the Kever is going to open up and birth, you know, people at the time of Kriyas HaMetzim. That's one of the Rimazim that we call a womb, a kever. It's also other timing. So when does you doing it? A chaya. Chaya calls my kever pituach all the time. And the Gemara is going to explain exactly what it means, the kever, the womb is open. So all the time that it's open, bein amar tzrichani, whenever she says, I need for you something that's going to be mechal Shabbat, bein lo amar tzrichani, or she doesn't say, she says, I don't need it. Or another gear would be her friend that's watching over says she doesn't need it. Mechal Malay Shabbat. All the time that the womb is open, we're mechal the Shabbat. We're not whatever needs to be done. Nistam Akeva, when it closes, bein amat shvichani, bein lo amat shvichani, ein shvichani. Whether she says I need it or I don't need it, ein mechal Malay the Shabbat. We're not going to be mechal the Shabbat. Ravashi mani haki. That's how he learned the statement of Shmuel. Marzucha matnehachi, and he learned it like this. Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel, Chaya, kol zman shekeva petuach, ben ama tzvichani, ben ama ein tzvichani, mechali malei Shabbat. Whatever she needs, she says she needs it, or she says, no, it's okay, we don't care, we're mechali the Shabbat. Nistam akeva, ama tzvichani, mechali malei Shabbat. If she says I need it, even after the keva is nistam, again, the Gemara is going to explain the parameters of how far we go. Mechali at a Shabbat. Lo amat tzvichani. If she doesn't say anything, ain't mechali mele Shabbat. Okay, so we have two versions. One's more mekel, one's more machmir. Omele ravina lemeimar. Mar zutra matni lekula. We see mar zutra is matni lekula, that even after it's nistam the kever, even after she gave birth, we say that if other people, if she says she needs something, with mechal for a Shabbat. Rav Ashi matni lachumra. He says, lachumra, no, once the keva, once the womb is closed, we're not mechal for the Shabbat. Hilchata kaman. Who is the halacha like? Omalei halacha k'mar zutra. We're makel over here with her. Why? Safek nefashos lahakel. It's a question of a danger to a person. You're mechal Shabbat. And that's basically the cloud that we're dealing with over here. Safek nefashos Lahakel, it's a based on a pasuk in the Torah. It's not put down by Rashi, it's put down another Gemara. It's that we always go, if you have a suffix on a fashas, you have to be mekel in all cases. Mei Masai Psichas Hakeva. At what point do we consider the womb open that will mechal for the Shabbat? Omer Abaye, we're going to bring down three tamim, and the kalacha is choshish for any one of the three tamim over here. Omer Abaya, Misha Sheteshiv Ala Mashbir, from the time that she sits on the birthing stool, or as the Shmir Shabbat Kilchasa brings down, this is when the contractions get at a regular level, or she's having the hard contractions that's actually opening up her area over there to give birth. So the first sheet is Misha Sheteshiv Ala Mashbir. They're coming frequently. We know birth is coming. From the time that the blood is flowing from her, and again the Shemesh Shabbat Kilchasa says that's when the waters break. It's talking about waters breaking. Some say it's the time when she can't work anymore, and her friend holds her up in her arms, meaning she can't stand anymore, which is obviously the most severe. So these are the three levels that once she reaches to any one of these stages, you could be mechalei Shabbat. Vashi, tzvichani, lechilul, to be mechal Shabbat. Bein shama ein tzvichani, vechavute omeret, she tzricha mechalel, according to the Mekel Shita, we mechal the Shabbat for her. Bi'agpe, what is bi'agpe? Bizuroteya, she'eni yechal alech, she can't do it. So we have these three aspects of what she's doing. So I asked our local ambulance driver, Ellie, over here. So at what point is this considered? There's another factor going on over here. From the time the ambulance comes, we're not living next door to Shari Tzedek. This is talking about when you're at the last moment over here. Over here, we have to be choshish for the half-hour ride going in over here. So you have to be mishariah even before that. What point? And you have to be mechal Shabbat, because we're not next to a hospital and they could go into danger. So therefore, the ambulance drivers and the dispatchers are they know which questions to ask and how to be mishariah the situation very fast, at which point is covering these things and which point is the point that it's even before then. And it's a large sugya that one has to be well versed in before they're doing it. But for us, all intents and purposes, if a woman is experiencing now contractions at a regular level, or we have, again, we explained the klal is suffik nefashos lahakel. If something's going on, or she's getting very nervous, which we explained the Tosfot is the pachat factor with the yoledes, which is a very important one, you call the dispatchers and the ambulance drivers who are fully trained and the poskim who are trained in how to assess the situation on these areas. So that's the beginning of the birthing process. Ad matai psichas akever. How long is it considered that her womb is open, that she's still in a dangerous situation, that you could be mechal for the Shabbat? Omer bayit shloshes yomim. He says 3 days. Rabomer mishmei de Rav Yehuda shiva. He holds 7 days. V'yamri la shloshim. And some say it's 30 days. Amei nahardai. The nahardai say chaye gimel zayin v'shloshim. We have 3, 7, and 30. There are three different time periods that we take into halacha on the status of a yoledes. Gimel, meaning gimel doesn't mean 3 days. It means from the time she gave birth until three, she's in the first status. There's a large machloket achronim going on over here. And how do you judge 3 days? Is it 3 24-hour periods? That means if on Wednesday she gave birth at 6 o'clock, it's Wednesday to Thursday, Thursday to Friday, Friday to Shabbos at 6 o'clock, and that's how we go. Or is it from 8, is it from till it gets dark? So let's say it gets dark at 7, she gave birth in the summer. It's Wednesday at 6 o'clock. At 7 o'clock, that's already the first day. And then there's Thursday and Friday till sundown. Mishnah Brewer says that we're Makel over here, and you can go Me'et L'Eit, and you go to a posek to find out exactly what you should do in these situations again. But we have the Klal of Suffolk Nefoshos Lahakel. Okay, so Gimel, when it's three. It's after birth. 3 days after birth. Okay, Me'et L'Eit, or until it gets dark on the encounting 3 days from there. When it's until 3 days, Bein Arma Tzrichani, Bein Arma Lo Tzrichani, Mechalim Aleid Shabbat. Whatever is needed for the well-being of the Yoledes, we Mechal Shabbat. Zion, Ad Zion, from Gimel until 7, Arma Tzrichani, Mechal Aleid Shabbat. If she says, I need it, something that she needs, you're Mechal Aleid Shabbat. Arma Lo Tzrichani, she says, I don't need it, even though others say she does need it, unless it's a doctor, of course. Ain mechal maleir Shabbat. You're not mechal Shabbat. Ad shloshim, afilo amat shrichani ain mechaleir Shabbat. And even if she says I need something, we're not mechal for the Shabbat. She lost her status. There's different statuses of cholim when it comes into halacha. There's a chola she yesh bo sakana, and there's a chola she ain bo sakana. By the time after 7 days, she loses her status of being in sakana, but she's called a she'ein bar sakana. Aval osin al yedei armai, you armai. You go, you ask an akum, a goy to help out over here. Kedivav Ula or Kedivav Eli. This is brings up the halacha. This is like the halacha of Ula, Kedivav Ula and Kedivav Eli. Diomer, sorry, Kedivav Ula bereya Kedivav Eli. Sorry, I read that wrong. Diomer kol tzarchi chola. Any needs of a chola, even a chola she'ein ba sakana, nasel yedei armai b'shabbos. You can use a goy to do it. You can ask a goy directly. Normally, we have a halacha of emir la'akum, We don't just ask a goy to do things for us. We have to ask in a remiz fashion. But when it comes to a cholah, we ask them directly. We need this done. Ukutubev ha-manuna, diyomubev ha-manuna, davish shiein bo sakana, something that doesn't have sakana, omu lachmi v'yose. You say to an achri, and he does it. Rashi. Chaya gimel yomim, v'zay yomim, v'lamed yomim. We mentioned these three things to make a difference in the halachas of Chil Shabbat. The 30 days. Mi lam, mi zayin ad hashlamat shloshim. That's what it means when we say 30. From the zayin, the week, until the 30. Fechein the zayin, when we said the zayin, that's megimel ad hashlamat zayin. Kol tzarchi chola, v'hachaya ad shloshim yom stama cholahi. She has a din for 30 days after she gives birth. She has a din that she's tama chola. Tava she'in bo sakana. Chola she'in lo asu lo refor zu ein misukan lemot lemavin. She's a chola that if you don't do this refor for, she's not going to die. Okay? She could get worse, but she's not going to get die. U'mekamakam tzrich hu la. Nevertheless, there's a need for it. That's what this status is. You ask a goy to do it. Just letting you know, Derek Agav, there's a big tumult on the on Vashi. How far are we going with this Vashi? It's a very open sheet that they deserve. That as long as she's not going to get into danger to die, how far do you take that? A lot said about this Vashi in the halacha. Omer lo armai v'yoseh aval davar sheyesh bo sakana yitzhalatz mosabo. If there's a sakana to the person, you do it immediately. Suffolk nefashos lahakel, especially pekuach nefesh machalim in the Shabbat. And someone who is wondering on whether or not they should do it, the Shulchan Aruch says this person's a shofech dami. He's mamish a murderer. If you take the time out, something's going on. Pekuach nefesh, you move. Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel, lachayit shloshim yom for a yoledes, someone who gave birth, 30 days. What do you say? Lemay hilchos. What halach is he saying over here? Omer nahar dai letefila. That for 30 days she should not go into a mikveh. In those days, the mikvehs were in caves or in rivers, and it was very cold, and she could catch a chill during those first 30 days. And Eve, and therefore she can't go to the mikveh. Amar Rava lo amar ela she'ein bali ma. We're talking about she can't go to the mikveh if her husband's not with her, meaning she wants to go to the mikveh to eat taharos. She's machmir on herself to eat taharos. She wants to go to the mikveh. If the husband's not there, we don't let her go to the mikveh in the first 30 days. Aval Baal Imo, but if the husband is there and now she's mutter to the husband, she's allowed to go to the mikvah because Baal and Michamama. The Baal will warm her up with relations and that will not cause her to have a chill. Kiha, like the case that happened, the Barti to Rav Chisda, the daughter of Rav Chisda, she was Tavla Bego Taltin. She went to the mikvah in the midst of the 30 days because she wanted to eat taharos. Shalom b'fnei Bala. Bala wasn't there. He was off in yeshiva. Fitztaniyat. And she got a chill. The amtuli arsa batri devava b'pumbadisa. And they brought her in a sick bed. In a, what do you call it? They transferred her after Rava, who was her husband. Rava was the son-in-law of Rav Chisda, married Rav Chisda's daughter. B'pumbadisa. In order for him to warm her up. And she got a chill over here. Rashi. Litvila, Achal Shim Yom, Lo Titbo Befne Hatzina. Until 30 days, she should not, she still has a din of a chola. Therefore, she doesn't go in the mikveh because of the cold. She might get a chill. Shein Bali Ima, Vehi Tovel Tahara. Her husband wasn't with her, and she went to the mikveh to eat Taharas. Bala Mechama, Liacha Tvila Vitashmish Vehaguf, Mitchame Minaguf. So if the husband's there, they can, she can go to the mikveh. Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel, Osin Medora Lachaya B'Shabbos. It says a statement over here that you make a Medora, a fire, for a Chaya, a Yoledes B'Shabbos. Now, can we be medayik from this? For a Chaya, yes. For a Chola, no. For Shabbos, it seems like in the wintertime, yes. It's a little note over here, B'Motah Gishamim. But in the summertime, no. Do we make a diuk or not? We just know the statement is Osin Medora Lachaya B'Shabbos. Savaminei, you might have thought on this, l'chaya in, for your lettuce, yeah, but for cholah, lo, you don't make a fire. B'yamoda gishamim in, only in the wintertime. B'yamoda chama lo, but not in the summertime. Fulohi, it's not so. Lo shna chaya, lo shna chole, lo shna bimata gishami, lo shna bimata chama, midi itmo, mi rev chia bar avim. We don't care who it is, when it is. If there's a sick person, kol shechena chaya, we make a fire. Like the case, yom rev chia bar avim, yom shmul. Hek his adam. In those days, the common medical procedure was bloodletting. So someone who bloodlets finitstanin, and he let enough blood out of this circulation, he can get a cold, and he got a cold, he got chilled. Osinlo medora filibit kufetamos. You make for him a medora, a bonfire, even in the summer months. Bashi medora hesikadol, a large fire. Hekiz dam kol shekhin kola. If we see the case over here where it's a heki's dam, how much worse for someone who's sick, not from doing the process, and a yoledes. Okay, we just basically finished the sugyus of yoledes. Now that we mentioned heki's dam, we're going to go through a bunch of gemoras on the after the procedure of bloodletting, what a person should do to restore himself. It's not, I don't know, it seems like they let out quite a bit of blood. In those days, it was... I guess the medical technique, and if it worked, it worked in those days. Obviously, they wouldn't have done it, and it wasn't such a major part. So here's the, when someone bloodlets. Now, I won't go so far to say that this is like giving blood, but I've noticed that there's similar ideas over here with eating and not jumping up and running around after you give blood. It will be similar, but I think Hekistan was giving much more blood than just like the bag that we give when we give blood. So it's much more of a...
You have to be healthy to get blood.
Oh, it's also true. But it gets combined that we have a weaker constitution today, that similar ideas you can find. Other than that, there's not so much practical. I mean, there's Gemaras or Gemaras. We learn all Gemaras, and there's a lot of information, as we're going to see in the between the different sheetahs over here. Okay. Shmuel gave blood. And he didn't have anything to make for firewood. Talchu le taktka deshaga. He took expensive furniture and chopped it up for wood in order to make a fire. Rashi. Talchu le taktka deshaga. Lo matzu eitzim. He didn't find eitzim, so he went into the furniture store or something and took out something expensive. He needed something over here. Mucharim, nothing was prepared, la hesek, biyom hakaza, in the day that he gave blood. Fitziva, and he commanded, ubalko kisa shel tidor. They took a nice chair of tidor, shuhu me'ula bedamim, something very expensive, and they chopped it up for wood in order to make him a fire. That's how important it is to be warmed up after you do hakaza's dam. Rav Yehuda tzalku le pitura diyona. He caused, he asked them to chop up a pitura diyona. Vashi. Min Erizu, Rabbeinu Alevi Omer Bush. It was a fine wooden bed or something, and he had to chop it up because it was a situation of sakana. Lavava Tzalchu Le Sharf Shafei. What is a Sharf Shafei? Well, actually, a Safsal, a bench. Omer Le Abaye Lavava. Va'a Ka'ave Mar Mishum Bal Tashkit. You're chopping up all this expensive wood. This is Bal Tashkit over here. On Malay, Bal Tashkit the Gufai Adifli. The Bal Tashkit of my body being sick and not getting better is much more important to me than wasting a piece of furniture. And this, I guess, would be a riot for my wife. Many times, you know, you have the last bit of food on Shabbos, and, you know, you don't want to throw it out. It's Bal Tashkit. You know, you're stuffed over here, but how could you let the food go away? My wife always says, you know, it's bigger Bal Tashkit to eat when you're not hungry than to let the food go to waste over here. There's a concept of Bal Tashkit of your body, that to take care of your body and what's needed for the body has a preference over the halachas of Bal Tashkit. Better throw out the food and eat it when you don't need it. Not convinced, but the Lachar is more than a riot for my wife over here. Faha kava al mishum bal tashkit omele bal tashkit tufai adifle. I'd rather take care of my body and what's healthy for my body. That's a preference of that bal tashkit than the bal tashkit of wasting good furniture or good food. Omer Rav Yehuda omer Rav liolam yimcha adam kor de beito v'yikach minayim levaglo. Shoes are so important that it's preferable, you should sell the beams of your house and buy shoes for your feet. Hockey's dumb. And yet, even though shoes are so important, someone that lets blood to Elo Mayachal and he doesn't have something to eat afterwards after you let the blood, Yimko Minayim L'Shavagla V'Yaspik Mehem Tzarchi Suda. You should sell the shoes that are so important and buy the needs for your Suda. Rashi. V'Yikak Minayim She'en Lecha Bizoy Min HaMahalach Yachif B'Shuf. There isn't you a Bizoy Min HaMahalach Yachif when they go barefoot in the shuk. Tzarchi Suda. Tzarchi HaKaza. Suda HaKaza. For the HaKaza. My Tzarchi Suda. What's considered what you need to eat for the HaKaza. Vav Omer Bosa. He says meat. Ushmul Omer Yayin. You should have wine, specifically wine. Vav Omer Bosa. Nafsha Chalav Nafsha. He says you need meat over here. Nafsha Chalav Nafsha. You restore flesh for what you've given of your body. Ushmul Omer Yayin. Sumcha Chalav Sumcha. That red for red. Ellie, when someone gives blood, do you recommend them drinking some wine?
Not allowed to.
Okay.
Like you said, if people give blood, then they're healthy now. Not with the
sick. Okay, well, it seems like they drank a lot of wine from the Gemara coming up. Shmuel, the day that he did this thing, the giving blood over here, avili tavshila detachle, he made a dish of spleen. Because Rashi mentions, is it Rashi, biyomet de milta hakaza, tachle, dam de Chali, tachul sumcha chalav sumcha. A spleen, I guess, is very red, and this is going red for red. You gave up your red blood, you eat something red to restore it. Rabbi Yochanan, shati ad nafik tihami anye. He drank so much wine after he gave blood, the smell, tihai, his smell came from his ears of the wine. It is, I guess we changed today. Rav Nachman Shati Adi Kafi Tachli. He drank so much until his spleen was floating in wine. Rav Yosef Shati Adi Nafik Mevivta Tekusilta. He drank so much until wine was coming from the holes that were made to let the blood. Now I assume that there's a lot of deep secrets going on in this Gemara. Oh yeah, it is for sure a guzma. Mechor. Rava Mahadeh Achamra Bartalti Tarfe. He went after a fine wine, 3 years old, that brought forth three leaves at a time. Chagi, I don't understand. Why is it that three leaves on the vine make it 3 years? This is what Rashi, how Rashi learns. Let's see Rashi. Adenafik Tehi HaReach, until the Reach came out, Me'anye, Me'aznov Merechim Hayayin. From his ears, you could smell the wine. Merivta Dekusilta. Nikve Kli HaUmin, this is the holes that were made from the blood letter, Shiva Besaro, it's called the Plima. Ad Dekafi Tachle, until his spleen was floating. Tachul Shalosh Tzaf B'Yayin, it was floating in wine inside his body. Bar Talte Tarfe, it has three leaves over here. Ben Gimel Shanim, it's a vine that has 3 years. Shetaino Imo Mishniklet Gimel Alim Chadashim. Not exactly sure what makes it such a fine wine over here. What?
Each year it changes leaves.
It changed its 3 years of changing leaves. You want to say something like that? Okay.
The Rishash changes after.
What is the Rishash thing?
It changes, it says 3 years old.
3 years old. Of course 3 years old. There's a din of Orla for 3 years.
3 years old wine.
Hmm. Three-old wine, it's aged wine. Okay. Omelahu Rev Nachman Bar Yitzhak L'Rabbanan. B'metuta minaychu, for my good, do me a favor. B'yome de hakaza, the day that you give blood. Amelu bataychu, say to your wives, Nachman ikla legaban. Nachman, Rebbe Nachman is coming to visit us. Why? In order that they should make a fine suda, because you need to eat a lot on the day that you give blood. So you're allowed to say that my Rebbe's coming today in order that his wife should give a good meal and he should eat it all. V'kula arume asiri bar mahai. All the all types of aroma, all types of trickery are asur. We don't trick people. There's an inyan of all kinds of Yisroim that could be with Yirumi. Except for this one. except for Mahayo Vama Deshari. This one is allowed. How is this one? Mandi Avid Milta. Someone let blood. He let blood. Velo Efsha Le Lishkul. Velo Efsha. And he doesn't have money late to buy wine or what he needs, his Tzarki Suda. Lishkul Zuza Maka. He takes zuzim that are maka, that are rubbed out, meaning they're zuzim that people won't accept in the marketplace, but he's got a bunch of zuzim. Ve'lezo l'shav chanuta, he goes to seven different store owners, at the time shir reviyasa, until he has a full reviyas, meaning he goes to a wine store, the first one, and he samples the wares, and he says, oh, I like this type of wine, and he takes the money out of his pocket, and the wine dealer says, no, I'm not going to take those coins, and he goes down, and he goes to another wine dealer, tastes a little, samples, shows him the money, and he said, we're not going to take that, and he goes, until he goes to seven of them, this type of aroma is mutter. Why? Right? We don't do a rum over here. Okay, if you're going to say it's a cut in the fascias and then steal the things over here, whatever. But this type of rum, I saw the Mephoshim are saying over here, because since at a Bishas Dachak, people will take this money. And if it comes down to it, if you drank too much of it, if I was a listen, pay up something, I'll take that. People, a little sample, they don't mind over here. It's not like he's doing any Yisurim over here. So this type of a rum, considering the situation, we would allow, and there is, because the Gemara gives a haktama, all of Rama is us except for this, in order that no one should take from this one and make a huad din to other cases. This is a specific case where a Rama is allowed. Rashi. L'Rabbanin, L'Talmidav. Rav Nachman said it to his Talmidav. Amu Nachman ikla l'gaban. Harbu suda. So make a large suda. Ki ilu ani soed etzlechem. It's like I'm eating by you. He doesn't have any money to buy wine. Okay. And if he doesn't even have these coins over here, so what should you do? You need to warm up your body. You gave her cousin's time. You could get into a dangerous situation. Lechol shav tamei uchmata. You should eat seven black tamarim dates, v'lishuv mishcha b'tzidei, and you should anoint, rub oil on your forehead, v'nignei b'shamsha, and sleep in the sun. This will warm you up, even though normally sleeping in the sun is not good for a person. Over here, it's good. Avlat is a character we've seen in Masechta Brachos. He was a goyish star seer, and he was a Russia. He's Ashkei L'Shmuel. He once saw Shmuel Legani B'Shamsha, who was sleeping in the sun. Omelei Chakima de Yehudai, wise man of the Yehudim, Bisha Mihavi Tava, something that's bad for you, sleeping in the sun. Mihavi Tava, is it becomes good over here? Why are you sleeping in the sun? Is there something that I don't know about the sun that I see you sleeping in the sun? Omalei Yom HaKazahu. It seems like this was common information. It's Yom HaKazah. It's the day that I gave blood. Who? Velohi. And it wasn't true. Shmuel did not give blood that day. There was another reason why he was sleeping in the sun. Ela'ike Yom HaMa'ali BaShimsha. Bekulei Shata. There is a day that the sun is very beneficial to soak in the rays of the sun. Yom HaNafla Beit Tekufa Tammuz. The day that Tekufa Tammuz, the summer, what's it called? Solstice is the day. And there's a gear on the side that says Tevet. So there's a big nafkamina. The solstice, it seems to be a time that it's good to absorb the rays of the sun on these days. The Sava Lo Aglile, he didn't want to reveal it to this Russia, this important information, that on these days, these 2 days, or one of the 2 days, something which one is a good day to sit in the sun. Besides that, sunbathing seemed to be negative. Okay, which I think is proven today, that one shouldn't lay in the sun, sunbathe. Rashi, ein lo, de ein lo zuzva, if he doesn't have any money that's worn out, lishuv mashcha bitzideh, he should rub oil on his forehead. The rakto the hatamar via shumin mechamato, between the dates that he ate and the oil that he rubbed on him, that should warm him up. Bishmi havi tava chom hashemesh, the heat of the sun shahu kashli atam. It's bad for a person. Kum meitivlo, is it good for a person? And Shmuel held that yes, there's a day of the year that the sun is good for a person.